You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
You would think that companies would have invested heavily in digitally transforming their businesses over the past year due to the pandemic-imposed restrictions that forced many companies to work remotely. But that doesn't seem to be the case if Altran's results are anything to go by. The technology group has reported a 2% increase in revenue growth as companies put off spending and as government reprioritized its spending towards PPE. Here to talk to us about the numbers and the road ahead is Altran CEO Mteto Nyati. Mteto, thanks so much for your time, sir. It is good to speak with you again. Just looking at your numbers, while revenue growth was tepid, you did manage to increase your operating profit quite strongly. Just talk to us about what drove profits up so strongly in the period against the backdrop of poor revenue growth.
Yes, if you look, Fifi, at the let's start at the revenue growth, 2% year on year, which is not something that one can write home about. But there is just one operation that drove down those results. And this operation, unfortunately, has got a sizable revenue. Last year, it did just over $1 billion. And this year, it was about $800 million. So we experienced in this operation a 17% year-on-year decline. And why is that? This operation was impacted by two things. One, many of the large projects that our customers typically embark on, they have either postponed them or they've cancelled those capital expenditures. So that is the problem. You know, and it's largely at the back of what we believe is the confidence in the country. But the other driver behind that revenue growth decline is the global supply chain. Many of the hardware products that we typically use to put together solutions, they are not available. So that those were the key factors that were driving down that the decline. So what is happening down the line? Last year, during COVID-19, we decided to right-size our business. So we took out the costs, and now we are benefiting out of that. Eight other operations of ours have grown, and anything that comes through typically goes all the way down to the bottom line, helping us to improve on our EBIT and also on our headline earnings.
So cost savings doing quite a lot of work for the group. But just give us a sense, Mteto, of how much of the revenue projects that we're talking about here, how much of them were postponed, you know, and may eventually come back into the system? And how much in terms of the percentage were cancelled completely?
I would say that probably 80% of them were put on hold. Because, you know, Fifi, in the IT space, you know, you cannot put on a hold protecting your environment from cyber attacks. You know, it's something that you've just got to do it at some point. Otherwise, your whole business is going to be vulnerable. You know, you cannot put on hold your improving how you interact with your customers digitally and creating channels that make them to connect with you in different ways. You cannot put that on hold. You cannot put on hold creating a website to help customers do e-commerce with you. That you cannot put on hold forever, you know. So that's the stuff, things that will happen. But, of course, there are many others where you find that companies are deciding to shut their doors, to leave South Africa, and those, we've seen them disappearing. But that's only about 20%.
Okay. But if we are delaying the digital transformation, Mteto, where does that leave South Africa in terms of its competitiveness in the fourth industrial revolution, in your view?
So, yeah, you know, we live in quite an interesting country where we have industries and sectors that are world-class in our country. You know, look at our financial services, some of our retail sectors, and also telecommunication sectors. These are leading, and these companies are typically investing. But you also have got laggards. Many of these will be found in the agriculture sector, in the mining sector, and also in manufacturing. So it it does not put us in a good position. You know, we do need to invest in technology. We do need to invest to improve productivity, to improve even our competitiveness in terms of serving customers. Because in some cases, we've got great products, you see, but the problem is how we present those products to our customers. Our customers are not necessarily interested because it's not appealing to them. So we do need to make this shift to digital and help us to combine our product capability together with customer experience so that we can be up there with the best in the world.
One of your customers or your clients is the government. And yes. Just how much business do you have with them? And what can you tell us about how government is thinking about digitizing itself based on orders?
So we're exposed to about 15% of our revenue comes from the public sector. So which are these areas? For example, here in the Gauteng province where we are helping the Gauteng government to put together what is called a Gauteng broadband network. So what they have done here, they are connecting schools, connecting hospitals, connecting clinics with broadband to make sure that there's Wi-Fi connectivity. This is probably one of the biggest and the most successful project of government, where we saw during the COVID-19, this is one of those provinces that was least affected when it comes to education, because they had the foresight of investing in the broadband infrastructure, you know. And this is what we want to see happening in other provinces. You know, the other areas where we're helping is, for example, in the signaling systems for trains, you know, helping them to be able to not to collide with each other, you know, signaling systems for Gautrain also, you know, for PRASA and Gautrain and the communication infrastructure for our police and for the defense force. These are the kind of projects that we do. Unfortunately, because of COVID-19, some of these projects have been delayed and are not being implemented. It's unfortunate because our country needs to have a South African police service that is world-class, that is able to communicate and be able to investigate properly using the latest technologies. And it is not the case today.
I'm just reminded by the court or legal action that your company had, of course, with the city of Tshwane. Yeah,
yes.
That went in your way when the High Court ruled in your favor regarding that 1.2 billion rand contract. But nonetheless, Mthatha, we're talking about investing and the digital transformation as a whole, and what you're seeing with your clients and what has been happening at national government. What are you doing to make Altron more future fit? Just give us an indication of the investments you're making internally to ramp up operations within your own corridors.
Yes. So for us, you know, the key thing, we say we want to be a capital light business. By that we mean we are going to be largely out of selling hardware. We will be developing our own intellectual property and investing and reselling that intellectual property into other countries and exporting it in the process, employing people in our own country. So, which means people are our most important asset. So we have invested in putting together a new Altron campus that talks to the hybrid type of working that you are talking about. That helps with the collaboration, that creates spaces where people can be able to work together across different operations. And that can be able to attract some of the best talent that is out there. So we have even changed our work policies to align with the hybrid way of working, you know. So investing in our people is something that is very, very important for us, because without them, we won't be able to come up with this technology that we can export into other countries. So that's the stuff that we are doing internally within Altron. We are also making sure that we align into the high growth areas of the market, you know, things like cloud computing, data security, and Internet of Things. we are building capabilities in this area, because that's where our customers want us to be. That's where we would like to be, the trusted advisor to our clients.
All right, Mteto, thanks so much for your time, sir. That was the CEO of Altron, Mteto Nyati.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.